All right, so let's repeat after me, play a little USB. Everybody ready? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
Or in 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9. And we've been healed.
And we've been healed.
The stripes of Jesus. And Holy Spirit. What do you want me to do now? Okay, we're going to go right to our worship, and I'm going to mute everybody.
song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
The greatest, your name still. positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and we worship you today, Lord. We praise you and worship you. Let's just praise him together. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us, all you continue to do for us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You are worthy and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We praise you and worship you. Praise you and worship you. Konarara shandara basandara basanere. De sikirio no no kora mahanana nakaniya mahanere. De sikirio no no ho to 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 kora mahanana basanere. De shonene heya da 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 kaniya mama 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 mama. So no 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 kuriya na ne ya da 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 da. Press in, press in. God's doing something through tongues today. So kuriya mama hatiriyo no no ko no 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 kuriya de de de. De shikirio no no kura mama maha sene de kire de dia do 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 do. De shikirio no shondara basando do kure ne 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 ya do do kona mahana. De zukiria mehe dia da ba pa pa basando do do kuni ya mama mashanda barashanda barashanda baradada. De shikirio no kura mahana na maha sando do kuni ne ne. De shikirio na 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 maha sando do kuni ne 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 kuna na 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 na. Do 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 kumre prekiria na na shanda na basanda na maha ne ne ne. De si kiriyoro ro kurra manana na na sanda da bare de de de. De zono ro ro kurra mahasana mahasana mahane de de. De si kiriye de de yara basanda basanda ro kore de 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 yara basanda ro kore de de shene mene ne. Boshona na mahasono ro kurra mahane de de kere de de. Shona mahane de 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 ro kurra ne de de yana na mahasana mahane de 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 de. De zo 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 konia ne ne na mahana no do konia mama mama hashana mahana da da. So do koro da go into travail now. It's going to come deep from your belly. And this is going to be prophetic intercession now. Say, kiri yo, ho, so na mo ho, te de ya na na mahana do konia de de shene. De zine ne do jo na do 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 kumbra mahana do konia de de shene ne 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 ne. De zine do kumbra beri ya do do jo do konia mahana de 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 de. De zukuni mishena mahatu de kuni jikiri ama baba shanda ra basanda ro kuri de de ya na masanda ma de 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 zukuni ama basanda ro kuri de de ya ra ra kara basana beki yokuna da da de 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 zana mahatu de jikiri de yokuna mahatu de kurane de zikiri ya tando kurene ki de peshe ke de ya na mahatu de jene de zikiri ya ra bahanda de kade ya de kuda shana mahanana To Zokuria de Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We glorify you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for answering us. Thank you, Lord, for being there for us every step of the way in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be teaching out of the Morning Miracle book tonight. Those of you that have your book, you want to turn to part three, Three Powerful Keys to Overcome Challenges. We're going to be talking about chapter 10, Praise God for Victory. We know a lot of people have been going through challenges, and that's going to... we're going to be starting on page 105, but we're going to be teaching from the book, but ministering not necessarily what's in the book, but what the Lord wants to come forth tonight. And we think that there's been people going through a lot of challenges, and the way to get out of it is not to look at what the devil's doing. A lot of people... we'll just keep binding up the enemy, and it's good to do spiritual warfare, but then what they're doing is this continuing looking at what the devil has done, and it seems to sometimes bring discouragement or fear, and instead of continuing to look at what the Word of God says that we are overcomers in Christ Jesus, no matter what big, huge boulder is blocking our roadway, that prayer and a prayer of agreement and intercession, especially what we're doing with 633, disintegrates all challenges because of the anointing breaking yokes of bondage. And praise is one of those biggest tools that we use. And so when we go through big challenges, we end up praising God, regardless what it feels like, what it looks like, what it seems like. We're not going to give the devil the benefit. We are going to not praise the devil by focusing on the problem. We're going to praise God because we have victory in the spirit realm, and we don't care what it looks like in the natural realm, because we received it by faith when we believed it, when we prayed it, and it's ours. And so we thank God for the manifestation before we see it with our physical eyes, because we're seeing it with our eye of faith. Amen. And everybody that agrees with that, say
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, first of all, if you follow us at all, you know, every morning we pray the favor prayer. And there's a passage in that favor prayer that says, battles won in which we do not have to fight.
Yes.
So I want you to think about that as you go through this lesson today, because all of us are facing some kind of challenge. I guarantee it. You know why I can guarantee it? This Satan is still on the earth. I'll bet there's not one person that can raise their hand and say, I haven't got any challenges at all. I bet there's not one out there. So let's just say, and if you are, praise God, I'm happy for you, you know, but let's prepare in case the challenge comes in the future, because I think that's going to happen to all of us. So now, recently I had the same issue for me. I had a battle I had to fight, and the answer was for me to praise God. Okay, so two of my favorite passages in the Bible are when King Jehoshaphat said the praises out ahead of the army, and when Paul and Silas were wrongfully in prison, all they did was praise God. Now, you know, God loves praise, and Satan hates it immensely. It did not matter how good their singing voices were, and I can attest to that one. It only mattered that they praise God. That's why God says have a joyful noise. He doesn't say sing good. So, you know, don't worry about the fact that you may be challenged on key or something like that. When they praise God, they were strengthened and made complete. Now, praise one of the most powerful strategies against the devil. Let's analyze the story in 2 Chronicles 1-14. Okay. King Jehoshaphat's army was vastly outnumbered. Now, do you often feel outnumbered by your challenges? Let's think about that. I bet most of you don't have just one challenge. You probably got a large number. Because, you know, Satan likes to attack from all sides. So King Jehoshaphat stopped. He inquired the Lord what to do. He was told to send the praises out ahead of the army. Okay? That's not a typical battle plan. But King Jehoshaphat, being obedient, asked everyone to fast and pray before seeking God about what to do. Now, God told them in Chronicles 20:15, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is yours, is not yours, but God's. Not yours, but God's, okay? God says, tomorrow I'll go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now, I want you to think about this for a second, okay? You are on God's side. With God, you cannot lose. It's mathematically impossible. If you're doing what God is telling you to do, you're going to win. Karen?
Well, I'm going to repeat Annie's testimony that she had shared previously. Of course, our church does a fast during the year, and this one was a three-day fast. And usually if she needs a solution, she will fast with water as we've taught her. And on the third day is usually when most people hear from the Lord. Why? Because it takes 2 days for your flesh to be settled down and for you to dominate your flesh, for you to really just be focused and hear God more clearly. And one day after joining 633 prayer, she was able to get the answer in 2 hours instead of 3 days. And this was a very important decision she had to make. And the Lord told her which way to go and revealed some things that were not disclosed to her, which she found out later when God showed her that that was true, that she found that information out because God showed her, and that she wouldn't have investigated more if the Lord had not guided her to do it. And it saved her from making a huge mistake. And so when we inquire of the Lord what to do, He will tell us. He will show us. And so I encourage you to keep pressing in your time with God. Go to be with the Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit by yourself with no one around. And have your appointment with Him. Turn off your phone. Turn off the distractions. Tell people you are going to be in prayer time and that you won't want to be disturbed. Make it so this is going to be something that you can totally just be in the Holy of Holies with the Heavenly Father and just be present so that He could lead you and guide you. Start that relationship with God as your Heavenly Father so that when you seek Him, you will find what you need. Okay?
Because praising God, the enemy turned and destroyed each other before Jehoshaphat and his army arrived. So all they had to do was pick up the spoils. It took 3 days to gather all the riches they did not even have to fight for. This was a wealth transfer from God. So when you look at the fact that you've got some challenges out there, and you praise God, God will turn the enemy against themselves, and you will have your victory. And whatever the enemy is trying to take from you, you'll be able to take from them. All that the enemy has will be given to you because you're praising God. Sounds a little bit different, but it's what works. Why? Because God's ways are not our ways. We must praise God. Okay. The other story who praised God and got victory was Paul and Silas, who were wrongfully in prison. Okay. They did not whine or complain. Now, here's a big challenge we see with a lot of people. They're complaining. They're whining. Don't do that. They did not grumble about how they were being unfairly treated. All they did was praise God. The earthquake hit. The jail doors were open. The shackles came off. Paul says they're praying and singing hymns to God. There was a great earthquake. The foundation of the prison was shaken. All the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. Now, personally, I do not know why an earthquake removed shackles, but God still did it. Now, when you praise God, you get the victory. When Karen and I praise God, the challenge gets smaller and smaller and disappear. So this is the point now. Whatever's happening, stop, take some time, and praise God. Now, what the devil often does is he tries to get people so busy, occupied, and full scheduled challenged that they don't have time to praise God. And you have to stop that. Schedule some time. Praise God. And God will reveal to you the answer and show you everything you need in Jesus' name.
Now, when we say spend time with God, it doesn't mean do affirmations. It doesn't mean pray ministerios. It doesn't mean say other prayers. It doesn't mean read your Bible. Those are things that you do at a separate time. When you spend time with God, you pretend that you're sitting down with Him and He's across from you and you're going to converse with Him as if you were having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee with somebody. And you're going to share your heart with Him and speak to Him because He really is there. Tell Him some concerns. Tell Him how much you love Him. I don't go to God as just cure all my problems, Lord. I actually want to talk to Him as my friend, as my Heavenly Father, as a regular person. And I want to tell him how much I love him, how much I appreciate him. And I just want to be there with him sometimes. Sometimes it's good not to say any problems. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of times we get together with friends and we'll say, no one's talking about work or problems or challenges. We're just going to have fun.
Yes.
And then if one of us forgets, we remind each other.
Yes.
And because there are times for all things, and we're trying to really focus now on when it's fellowship to fellowship. But if we get together and there's something going on, it's urgent, we need some advice, that's a different problem. But then we'll cut that off after a while and just finish our fellowship. So we need balance. But most people don't take time to actually fellowship with God and just be there as your Heavenly Father. And the father you've always wanted. Not everybody has had a good dad. So sometimes it's hard to envision having that relationship if you never knew what it was like. But you've seen enough movies and you've seen enough friends who have good dads that it's something that you've always wanted and cherished. So let's practice just being with God as our Abba Daddy.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, a favorite testimony for me is a 10-year-old kid named Willie Mirror. He was kidnapped. He didn't give in to fear, but kept singing the song by Hezekiah Walker, Every Praise. Every praise is for my God. You know. He did that for 3 hours. His kidnapper couldn't take anymore. He stopped the car and told the kid, Willie was freed unharmed.
He told the kid to get out of the car. He couldn't take that song anymore.
Yeah, I think the demons couldn't take that song anymore. Oh my goodness gracious.
Wow, that was also, the Lord leading that kid.
Praising God, this is my personal opinion, okay? Praising God, so the angels up around him to protect him, that he wasn't harmed at all for those 3 hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, so what's that mean? So when you wake early in the morning, no matter what challenge you're facing, consider praising God. And watch as God stills, silence, and stops the enemy from coming against you. So let's perfect praise by singing and shouting to the Lord every day, like Jehoshaphat's praises did.
Now, this book, The Morning Miracle, is intended to be a guide and a manual to go along with your Bible. And if people have Bible covers with a pocket, this is a great book to put in the front pocket to utilize it whenever you need it. There's a lot of prayers and affirmations in here. When we were challenged to be discouraged, we dove into this chapter again, even though we wrote it. Why? Because it's what God ministered to us, how we're supposed to get out of a discouragement and remind ourselves to praise God again. And we go through this book so that it is a lifestyle and it helps us with our relationship with God. So what did Jehoshaphat's praisers say? In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21, they said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And I want us to say this 20 times together, as we'll do it simultaneously with Pastor James. And it's going to do something in the spirit realm. If one could put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. If two or more agree touching anything on this earth, it shall be what? Done. Okay. So whatever we're facing, we're going to stop the avenger. We're going to have God stop him. We know that we're tithers in Jesus' name. Jehovah Sabaoth, he rebukes the devourer on our behalf. And when we praise him, it's an even bigger weapon against the enemy. So let's go after the enemy today, not by focusing on what the devil's doing, not by talking to the devil all the time, but praising our God and focusing on God and who he is and who we are in him. We're co-heirs with Christ Jesus. Everything that he has is ours. And nothing that we imagine to do will be withheld from us, because we're in unity with him in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that nothing of the enemy can harm us in Jesus' name. So let's affirm this together with a loud voice and put the devil under our feet where he belongs. And we decree that when we praise the Lord now, it will also have positive effects, not negative, which is imperative to have for not just us, but our families too. Amen?
Amen. Are you ready?
Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercies endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy 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 endures forever. One more. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, we are going to go to communion. Bro, before that, I wanted Sharon and Annie to share a testimony. So hold on a second. Let's ask Sharon Crane to start.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It just is tickling me right now as I speak. Has been all night since I found this out that when I was praying in the Spirit yesterday, the Holy Spirit came to me and he said, this is for you in the church. And he said, are you talking to the devil more than you're talking to God? And then tonight, this is what this teaching is all about. It's about worshiping God and not thinking about everything the devil's trying to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to interrupt you. He's trying to make you sad or angry so that you sin. And we just need to search ourselves each time we think we are getting that way, if we're feeling that, you know, and he's attacking or something. And just search your heart and say, no, absolutely not. You know, not on my watch, like Pastor James said.
Right. Right. And if we blow it, we just ask God for forgiveness and start over because we're human.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Annie?
Mm-hmm.
And then we spoke about that yesterday. And then as I was pondering on it before I called her again this morning, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me that affirmations also have a two-point purpose, like we learned in healing school. It's to thank God, and it's also to remind the devil that we've been healed. And oftentimes, and this reminded me of when I used to get doing thousands and thousands of affirmations. I remember in healing school, Pastor Matthew also preached on this a long time ago, that there with affirmations, you know, if you're doing it out of fear, and if you're doing it, you know, focused on what the devil's doing, and you're not focusing on it, the work has already been done and praising God, then you're not doing affirmations the right way. And that's what I got out of what Sharon had said. And And it also went in line with what you were speaking about tonight with praising God, because if we just stay focused on praising God that we already have the victory, that's why we're saying the affirmations. And then the victory is already there. But like the same thing that happened with my foot. I gave the testimony that happened years ago. And I didn't even know anything about ABC, that I just kept thanking God. I didn't even know I was doing affirmations at the time. I was just thanking God. I was thanking him. I was still walking, even though the lying pain came back. I just still walked on my foot, even though it was challenged to be in pain, because I had no choice. And then eventually that symptom left and I got the victory.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Sharon Crane and Annie. That was beautiful. And Gwen, if you want to do communion now?
Sure.
Okay. And do you want to lead us in the USP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware.
I'm not aware.
Of any sins.
Of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
For cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9. And I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I always like to say, and in the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ.
And in the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before the communion table to partake of the body and the blood of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice that you made, for you left heaven. You left that realm and came into humanity to walk amongst us, your creation. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice of your body, for you gave your body to be broken so that ours would not need to be. We thank you, Lord, that you are that living bread that came down from heaven. And your word says that if any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. For you are the bread that will give us his flesh, which you gave for the life of the world. Lord, your word says that when we eat your body, we eat your flesh. And when we eat your flesh, we eat the living bread and declare that we shall never die. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, we now receive the precious blood of Jesus that was broken for us. And we declare that we've been healed, restored, and rejuvenated from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we shall never die, but we shall be alive and remain until we're raptured and caught up with Jesus in the clouds to be with him forever. Let us partake.
And we agree and we receive in Jesus' name.
In the same manner, after Jesus had supped, he took the cup. Yes, the cup. We thank you, Lord, for this cup of blessing, your precious blood, Lord, that was shed for the remission of sins. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are one of the many who accept this covenant of blood. You provided the blood, and we receive this covenant by providing our bodies, not as a sacrifice, Lord, but as a living sacrifice, not as a sacrifice of death, I'm sorry, but as a living sacrifice, a sacrifice of obedience unto life. Lord, we choose to die to self, but to live for you. And so now as we drink this blood, we remind our Heavenly Father that Jesus said that if we eat his body, which we've just done, and if we drink his blood, which we're about to do, then we shall never die, but we shall live forever. Lord Jesus, we shall be alive and remaining when you return, and we shall be given a fully glorified body, and we shall put on immortality. So we thank you, and now we partake of this, your precious life-giving blood.
We agree and we receive in Jesus' name.
And now we get to do 20 affirmations of we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. So let's start. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've 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 been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That was a beautiful Hallelujah. Communion. Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Would anybody like to share during this service if you felt something break off of you? Because I saw something break off in the spirit realm off of everybody. Off of our church, and something was happening, it was amazing. It was just amazing what was going on in the spirit realm. Anybody want to share that? You should be able to unmute yourself. Denise?
I felt right before the Overcomer start, I was feeling a little sad. And after we started praying, I feel so much lighter now that, I just felt a lot of things that was going on in my mind. I just finally release it. And I think I really got a lot of what she said about praising the Lord instead of, and what Annie said about focusing your affirmation on praising the Lord instead of using the affirmations to bind the devil and the thoughts of the enemy. So that's what I got out of it, is using the affirmations as a way to praise the Lord for what is to come.
Amen. That's good. Anybody else want to share? Very good, Denise. Thanks for sharing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God's doing something. Give him some time. There's things happening in your life right now. Things happening right where you are spiritually. It's breaking off of people. And God's doing on your behalf. For what you've prayed. Because that praise was a weapon of warfare against the enemy. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Peter.
I learned today that my youngest granddaughter, May, we don't know yet, but May asked if she can come and live with us. And I learned some things about her that are really very negative, would really cause challenges. And so as I was coming to the service tonight, I was a little concerned about that. I placed it in the Lord's hand, but there was still a little bit of concern. And that concern has completely lifted. Whether or not, I don't know whether she'll ask to live with us or not, but I know that God is taking care of her and cleansing her of every negative situation. Thank you, God.
We agree with you in Jesus' name. That's a big challenge when someone has a concern or a worry. and it lifts. Now you're focusing on God, not the problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Now you have the solution, and the problem solver is being praised. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else want to share? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That Cornetta I see in the picture there.
Hi, Cornetta.
Hi, Cornetta. God bless
so
you.
So glad
there.
You can join us. We can't hear you because your mic is muted. But if it's unmuted, we'd love to hear from you. Okay, let's see. I don't know if I can do that. Can I do that?
You can ask unmute. Get it early. Down one, down two.
And talk.
There's peace moving on you. That's John Mark. Got it.
Oh, there, Carol. Carol, to you.
Yes, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good evening. Nice to see you.
Worthy to be praised.
God is worthy to be praised. So glad you guys can
hallelujah.
We missed you.
I missed you guys too.
And we love you dearly.
I see everyone, Denise, my girl. I see Pastor Karen, Pastor James.
Hello, Grandma.
Pastor Peter. Yeah, Peter. And who else over there?
Deborah. Margie, Shannon, Andrew.
I don't see them, but all everybody is there.
Okay, Pastor Michael and Gwen and Annie.
Miss Gwen and Sharon. Miss Gwen, a beautiful prayer for the communion.
Yes.
I agree. Yes.
And God bless.
Yes. Sharon Crane's on.
And bless Pastor Michael. And each and everyone, Pastor Joshua, Pastor Sarah. Pastor Matthew and Penny and Pastor Deborah.
Right.
God bless you all.
Deborah, right.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So glad you could join us tonight. And yes. God love you and have missed
Carol came by, so he turned it on and I'm watching it right here.
Right. Well, thank you, Carol. Yeah, thank you, Carol, for turning on the computer for her. And Beth and Gwen want to share something.
Yeah.
This was something for Peter. I was reading or listening to something today, and they were talking about, it was like God was asking a question. And it was like, who told you that? Is what he was saying. And in this one instance, it said, who told you that your son or daughter, or say in your case, your grandchild is lost to addiction or a perverse lifestyle? And then it goes on to say, when I told you in Job 22:30 that I would save the one who is not innocent because of the righteousness of your hands, Peter.
Amen.
Amen.
That's powerful words.
Wow. That is awesome.
Amen.
What scripture was that again?
Job 22:30.
Job 22:30.
Yeah, I better look it up. I'm sorry. I didn't check.
That was a good one. Praise the Lord. And anyone else want to share? Carol, you want to share something? Praise report?
I'm all good. Everything is praise.
Praise. We're here, girl. Your attitude is so positive. Now, Carol, she does a lot. Her plate is so over full, but she's so caring and loving and giving, and all the people that she cares for and helps in her family. And regardless how few hours of sleep she gets, she always has a smile on her face and always praises the Lord. So you're a good example to a lot of us, Carol. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Karen.
Amen.
Amen.
Couldn't do it without you and Pastor James and our Apostle and Deborah and Pastor Michael, Pastor Matthew, Gwen.
Amen.
And Deborah too. Yeah. We know we have one of the best staff in the whole world, I think.
My Deborah.
Yes.
God yes. really blessed me. You know?
My Deborah.
Okay, give it to get. He has a praise report.
Yeah, good okay. afternoon.
All right. Go for it, Cecil.
Yes, I praise the Lord that I have a perfect test every day.
Oh, I'm not, great.
I'm not on any medicine. I'm not on any cardiovascular medicine.
Wow.
Wow.
For months now, I've been having a good test every morning. I do oxygen, blood sugar, and blood pressure. And all of that ain't normal.
Praise you, Jesus. God. You know, Cecil is one of the most consistent prayer people I know in ABC.
Yes,
every day without fail, he does all his affirmations, all his ABC prayers. And that's the fruit of it. Cecil, we're so proud of you. Thank you for sharing those praise reports.
Okay.
Amen. Anybody else have a praise report you want to share? Hallelujah. Those are some good praise reports already. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, it's 7:31. We'll close in prayer then.
Oh, one more thing. Oh, those of you that have RSVP'd to Gwen, that you're going to be going to the ABC luncheon this Saturday, February 10th at 1:30 p.m. It's going to be in Pasadena at True Food Kitchen. If you haven't RSVP'd, please call her tonight to let her know if you can make it. And even if you are unable to make it, that way she knows that you've acknowledged. And we hope we could see you to celebrate the February birthdays and see Charlie and Annie who are coming to visit. That's why we switched it to this Saturday because they'll only be in town for this weekend. So all of you that can make it, we look forward to seeing you. You can ask for the reservation for Pastor James Mays or ABC Church. And just let Gwen know, and if you have any challenges, whatever, she could work things out for you. But we need to know ahead of time, so if you can tell her tonight would be good, so to make sure we have a seat for you. If you think that you cannot make it and things change around, then just call her as soon as you know, and then we'll accommodate you, because we don't want anyone left out or sitting by yourself at another table. That wouldn't be fun, right? We want you to be all together with us as a family, right?
Right.
Right.
All right. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. Bless everybody here at the Overcomers Club or anybody who goes online to see it in the future. And we thank you, Lord, that this message resonates to them. They start praising you, Lord, and they see tremendous victories in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay. Love you guys. And don't forget, if you need prayer to stay on,